For food delivery platforms, local logistics fleets, and regional distributors, choosing the right delivery a bike OEM manufacturer is no longer just a sourcing decision, it is an operational one. In 2026, delivery e-bikes are expected to handle longer routes, heavier payloads, and near daily usage with minimal downtime. From practical B2B experience, the most common mistakes happen early. Selecting a factory based on price alone, ignoring certification readiness, or underestimating how delivery applications differ from consumer riding. A reliable OEM partner should not only supply bikes but also understand how delivery fleets operate under real-world pressure. Why delivery e-bikes require a different OEM approach? Delivery e-bikes experience significantly higher stress levels than commuter or leisure models. Fleet bikes typically operate 6 to 10 hours per day in stop-and-go traffic, on uneven urban roads, under varying weather conditions. For example, a typical long-range delivery configuration now includes 48 V500W rear hub motor, 45 Nm torque, dual 48 V15A battery setup, 720 Wh plus 720 Wh, total capacity of 1440 Wh, 20-inch by 3.0-inch wide tires for stability under load, 60mm suspension fork for shock absorption, mechanical disc brakes for easy servicing, Shimano Tourney 7-speed drivetrain. These specifications are not about performance marketing. They are about operational durability. A 500W rear motor with 45 Nm torque ensures sufficient power for frequent acceleration with cargo. Each 48V15A battery provides 720 Wh, 48 by 15, resulting in a combined total of 1440 Wh in a dual battery configuration. This significantly reduces charging frequency and supports extended delivery shifts without midday battery swaps. From a manufacturing standpoint, this means battery systems must prioritize range stability over peak speed. Frames must be reinforced for daily load bearing. Components must be selected for maintenance efficiency, not aesthetics. This is why W.